Today's Perek in Tanakh is Sefer Shoftim, 19th Perek. Perek Yotet. Just finished yesterday learning the second of the stories of the Isha Yashar Be'enav. So that those are the issues that integrate closing of the Sefer. And it's not the chronology that integrates them, but rather the vision that we have of a Klal Yisrael that has no center and has no national vision. That national vision was meant to have been the Yerusha itself, and the commitment to Yerusha, which is what Yoshua left them with all of the understanding of the dangers of not having a national army, and instead having each Shevet do their own. Nonetheless, the bracha of Yoshua, as we saw, to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, conferred a sense of national destiny, which was held up here in Sefer Shoftim only at the very beginning, with the conquests of Yehuda and Shimon. And then we had a rapid decline in which it's every man for himself. And every man for himself, so far, has been in terms of every Shevet for himself. Every Shevet for himself, of course, destroys ultimately the vision of everything that Israel stands for. And in the end, it becomes indeed every man for himself. And this is the final stage of disintegration, which is discussed now in these closing prokim, that led to a civil war and almost to wiping out an entire Shevet of Yisrael. And this is the close and therefore the actual catalyst for the change that was to come in Sefer Shmuel, in which the Malchus was seen as an absolute necessity. Vayhi bayamim ahem u'melech ein b'Yisrael. Once again, that very epic-like opening in those days where there was no king. Vayish Levi, and you'll notice that Ish has been from the time of Shimshon. We've gotten down to individuals. Shimshon never involved anybody. He didn't even involve his own Shevet. As a matter of fact, the bracha, the Shevet Dan, was all in terms of Shimshon. Very strange situation. Yidan Nachash Aleiderach Shvifon Aleor. It's all reference to one guy. Lishuat Chakiviti Hashem, reference to one guy. And when we daven and we use the schus of Shimshon and we talk about Anenu, we say, Anenu kishemosh anita liyachid. Who's the Yachid? The Yachid of Shimshon, when he went down and had to deal with everything on his own with the Plishtim. And here too, there was an Ish. This Ish was an Ish Levi, again, which is another connection between the two stories of Pesel Micha and Pelegish Begiva. And, amazingly, guess what? This Ish Levi, gar b'yarkatei har Ephraim, but vayikach lo isha pilegish b'beit lechem Yehuda. So again, we find the interrelationships to Beit Lechem going as an undercurrent through the stories that relate to the Yamim Ha'im in Melech B'Yisrael. Vatizneh alav pilegisho. And so he had a pilegish. Now a pilegish is not considered to be an eshet ish. Pilegish is someone that someone has been miyached for having sexual relations without kiddushin, without a ketuvah, and Lomaisa, if someone else would sleep with her, it wouldn't be over under the Nevesheh Sish. There's no likuchim. But he has a right himself to be with her because he's been miyachid her for that purpose.
Do you have ceremony?
No. Okay. Other than dialing 1-800-PELEGESH. I'm not kidding. This is serious. So he took this Pilegesh from Beit Lechem Yehuda. And this Pilegesh was Vatizne Alav. Now Vatizne Alav, of course, in the ultimate sense, relates to the Lashon of Znut. But over here, it means that she turned aside from him. It doesn't necessarily mean Biznut, so that she couldn't stand him anymore and she left him, or she was making out with somebody else. Or, as the Gemara says, she did not properly act with him so that he found a fly in his soup. Or she hadn't shaved her pubic hair, and that was the minhag in those days. They were very machped not to have pubic hair, and he was very angry at her. Because of his anger, she ran away from the house, and the Gemara actually learns from her, but she was very machped not to overly get angry in his home. Because of this maisa, where he got angry and she ran away, we ended up losing tens of thousands of lives.
Jewish?
Of course she's Jewish. And so she goes back home. Vatelech mito beit avia el beit lechem Yehuda. She was there. Some say this means literally Yamim plus Arba Chodeshim. Others say it's like Chodesh Yamim. This is Arba Chodesh Yamim. It's either she was there for a year and 4 months, or she was there for 4 months. In any event, he felt very bad after this about the way that he had reacted with such vigor. So Vayakom Isha Vayelech Acharei Ledaber Aliba LaShiva. The guy decides he's going to go back, make up, and, you know, talk to her nicely. It's a beautiful, beautiful chazal that brings out that when it comes to women, it doesn't say Lashon Rabin when it comes to a heart. It's not Livava, like it is with a man. Or it's Chana Medaberet Aliba. How come when it comes to a man, there's always two hearts, and for a woman, there's only one? Says the Medrash, beautiful thing, that's why women are not chayav in a mitzvah to say shazman gorma. They don't need it. They only have one heart anyway. So where they are, they are. A man is constantly of two minds, constantly struggling. So for him, you need to be able to constrain him with a mitzvah to say shazman gorma also. A woman knows exactly where she is. She's got one heart. Not to talk to her heart. And this is the pasuk that's brought. She's going to talk to her, bring her back home. And so he brings Na'aro Imo, Vitzemet Chamorim. He's bringing now also an additional Chamor, so they can ride together, and he's got this kid that's with him. Vativi Ehu Beit Avia. And so he brings them into the house of his father-in-law. Vayar Ehu Avia Nara. And the girl's father, apparently she's still quite young, she's still called a Nara. The girl's father sees him. Vayismach Likratoi, so happy the guy's come back. He's gonna talk to her, they'll make up. And so he really puts on the pressure. Come on, don't leave. Yeah, we'll have a good time once you came to visit. How often do I see you? And so he stays for 3 days. They're eating, they're drinking. He sleeps over, they're having a great time. Comes the fourth day. So he gets up early in the morning, which is the din. You're supposed to leave as early as possible, so you don't get caught out by the sun setting. So young man is a good boy, and he's getting up early in the morning. And the father's saying, no, you know, at first we need a good breakfast. You don't leave early in the morning. Why didn't you have a good breakfast first? You know, and after Wheaties, then you can go on your way. So, they sit down, you know, it starts off with a bowl of Wheaties, that goes on to some salami and eggs, then they take out the scotch, and there they are, they're getting drunk a little bit. So that he says, it's already late, you know. So, why don't you stay another day? You might as well. You know, you already had too much to drive anyway. You might as well go all the way. So your heart shall be filled with joy. Vayakom ha'ish lalechet. He wanted to get up to go. Vayivtzar bochotano. He said, no, come on, please. Vayashev, he sits back down. Okay, if you insist. Vayalacham. And now he's another day. The fourth day passes by. He gets up the morning of the fifth day. Vayashkem baboker vayom ha'chamishi lalechet. Okay, yeah, but you know what? You still need to eat something. So I think it would be bad news to go, to leave without a breakfast. And so they eat, and they schlep it out. And it means that he's noticed that he added a na before he didn't say na. So he's really got to put on the pressure over here. And that way they ended up schlepping around. Rich, you know what this is like. Yeah. It's mamu, you know, you're getting ready until it was already the afternoon.
Where did the time go?
My occlusion I am. So this is, this is crazy. I got to get out of here. So vayokom ish lalechet hu pilakshov naro vayomer lo chotno avia nara. His father-in-law says to him, you know, the day is already getting on. Hinena rafa hayom la'arov. I mean, it's very weak, the day. Look at it. The light's already going down. It's getting towards the late afternoon. Linuna, please, one more night. Hinei chanot hayom. You'll stay over this day. Limpo, vitav levavecha, vaishkamtem machar. Tomorrow you'll get up early in the morning, I'll let you go, no breakfast, go. And you'll go to darkechem, ve'alach ve'lo alecha, go back to your own home, and it'll be great. V'lo ava ish lalun, he refused to stay over another day. Enough is enough. Vayokom vayelech vayavoad nochach yavus Yerushalayim. And so they're traveling, and it's getting awfully late, and he's looking up at the city of Yavus, which was Yerushalayim, but it was a non-Jewish city at the time.
Min Hasdam, he was driving, walking along Derech HaRoz.
Correct. Passing right by the road, to the west of the city.
Where Karen Hayesod is today. The, what's it called? The Galahar, the Harshat HaMayim, the watershed line. And then...
And he's looking up. He's looking up at the Yavus.
That's why all the hotels are in there.
But the upper looking down.
Looking down at it because it's in the valley. It's often
depending
the
where he is. Yeah,
in order to get there, it's really leaving the road now.
Yeah, okay, but he could have gone there. And the boy says, you know, it's really getting late. I think we should. So Vayomer Anar Ladonav Lachadam Venasural Ira Yevusiazot Venalimba. We should go up to, even though it's not Jewish, it's getting late. Vayomer Elav Adonav Lonasural Irnochri Ashalom Ibn Israel. Anyway, you don't want to go live among these. We're going to take a hotel at Howard Johnson's when we can go to Borough Park. Come on. Let's go on a little bit more. We'll get to Giva. Just a little bit longer. It's another hour, basically, around Neve Yaakov. We'll get there, and we'll stay over in a good kosher Jewish hotel. You'll notice there's a dagesh in the nun, which means velanenu, and we will then be able to rest. We'll see how far we get. So, Vayavru, they pass by Yavuz, Vayelechel, and the sun sets right by Giva. Vatavolem HaShemesh, Eitzela Giva, Asher LeVinyamin. This is a Vinyamin city. Vayasuru Shama Lavolalun BaGiva, so they come into Giva, and they figure they will stay in Giva. Vayavol, Vayeshev, Birchov, Vayir, Od HaShemesh, BaGiva. There they are, in the Rechava. The Rechov, Vayir means the main center of the city. Assuming somebody's going to come along, seeing guests, have nowhere to go, I'll invite them in. The ein ish ma'asefotam ha'bayit alalun. Nobody invites them in. Vinei ish zakein ba min ma'aseyu min asadeh ba'era. It turns out there's one guy who's coming back from his work out in the field that evening, and this guy did not really come from Giva. He was a stranger that was renting quarters in Giva. Ve'ish me'ar Ephraim, he was just gar b'Giva. Whereas Anshe Amakom, they were all locals, they were all Bnei Yemini, they were all from Binyon. Vayisa Einav, he lifts up his eyes, and he sees the guy in the middle of the Rechava. Vayarat Aisha Reh Rechova Yir. Vayomer Isha Zakein, Ana Telech Miayet Tavo. What you doing here? Where are you going? Where are you headed? Where'd you come from? Vayomer Elav, so the lady says, well, we were actually on our way over Rima Nachnu. Mi Beit Lechem Yudah, we came originally from Beit Lechem. Ad Yarkatei Ephraim, Mishama Nochi, Ve'elech Ad Beit Lechem Yudah. I come from our Ephraim, but I was heading out to Beit Lechem, and then I was going to go back. Ve'et Beit Adonai Ani Olech, I'm going to stop off in Shiloh on the way. We're passing right by Shiloh, and you'd think that people would respect a man on his way to the house of the Lord. Ve'inish Va'asefoti Abaita, I don't know what kind of town this is, but... You know, as we saw yesterday, it's no country for old men. And don't worry about having to pay. I mean, all we need really is a roof over our heads. Gam tevet, v'gam tevin, gam mispo, yesh l'cha morena. We got plenty of food. We got even animal food. V'gam lechem v'yayin yesh li. I got plenty to eat, both for me, v'labatecha, and for the girl, v'lanar imavadecha. In machzor kol davar, really. We don't need anything. Just give us a place in your barn. Vayomer Aisha Zakein, on the contrary, Shalom Lach. No, I would say welcome. Rak Komach Sorcha Alay, not like you're saying. I would like you to be my honored guests. One thing you mustn't do in this town. Rak Barachov Altalan. Do not stay in the open street. Now we're beginning to paraphrase word for word the story of Sodom. Vayavieu Leveito, and so he brings him into the house. Vayaval l'chamorim, and he now mixes up his bolel, the food for the chamorim. What you gotta do? Vayurchatzurag lehem, they wash their feet. Vayochlu vayishtu, heima meitivim et libam, b'nei anshei ha'ir, anshei b'nei v'liyal, nasabu et habayit, mitapkim al adalet. Amazing paraphrase of the story of Lot and Sodom, as if now Shmuel wants to bring out the power of the paraphrase, that this is really the same story. So there they were, surrounding the home, banging on the door. Obviously, the reason that no one had collected them in was because the minhag hamakom was that you get fair chances at the guests. So that when somebody was walking through town, it was not from the place. The minhag hamakom was, all bets are off. So in other words, they viewed morality as a social contract. They're not part of the social contract. There ain't no morality. So it was a hefker. In other words, so it was as if, no, but hefker not only personally, but in terms of all morality. So the normal sexual standards that they would have to keep didn't apply. So if somebody was lying in the street, you could take him, her, whatever sex, do whatever you wanted. Vayomer al ish ba'al habayit hazaken limor. What the heck's going on over here? Hotzei et ha'isha asher abo beitcha. What kind of business is this, taking a guy into your home? V'nei da'eno. We only have a right, we have a right to guests for free sex. This is our big opportunity. What do you take this guy in for? V'yetzei aleyem ha'ish ba'al habayit v'yomer aleyem. So the guy goes out and he says, look, you're right, baby. I shouldn't have taken him in. I understand it's against the minhag hamakom, but I mean, alachai al tarihuna, please. I mean, this is really ridiculous. Acharei asher ba ish hazeh al biti. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I did it, okay? He's now under my roof. Al tasu ata nevala hazot. This is disgusting. Hine biti abetula. I mean, at least let's keep it natural, you know? I have a daughter. Opilak Sheo, I mean, he's got a woman who's not an Eshet Ish, in case that worries you guys. Otsia naotam, I'll give them to you, vanu otam, you can rape them. V'asu lahem atov beinechem. L'ish hazeh lo tasu dvar ha'devala hazot, but don't rape a guy. Come on. This is, by the way, an astounding thing, you know, that these idiotic Bible, you see these articles in which they say, well, if you analyze the number of times the word yediyah is used, it only rarely means sex. So anybody who thinks they were talking about sex is crazy, you know. Not to look at the context, you know, take the girls, don't take the boys, rape them. What are you talking about? That's just like beyond belief, the stupidity of these people. Not to be able to read a pasuk. Anyway, so it's clear what's going on here. V'lo avu anashim v'shmala. They don't want to listen. They want to do what they want to do. So the guy gets the feeling that it's a crazy mob. And it's basically like throwing something to wolves. It doesn't matter what they're saying. The moment that they'd have a little bit of tariff, they'd leave him go. So he takes his pilegesh, who anyway was a zayin.
The guest.
Who anyway, the pilegesh had been mizana on him. And he throws her out to them. It's okay, they've got some fresh meat, so they'll take her. They abused her. So she was gang raped the whole night till the morning. Here comes the dawn. They throw her out. She crawls back in the cold. She's got just enough energy to get to the door, and she collapses at the door. And so she stays there until the morning. And he doesn't know she's there. He assumes at least they're taking care of her. I mean, if they're going to rape her, you know, at least be kind. So he gets up in the morning. He's opening the door, assuming that they would present her as he leaves the city.
The guest.
Adonea is the guest, which is now become, instead of her husband, her man, he's the Adon, he's treated her basically as a slave. She's about to leave. And there is the woman, Nofelet Petach Habayit, she's lying there on the ground. She has her hands pointedly stretched out at the door. She was about to ring the doorbell, and she obviously had fainted. He thinks she's alive. Vayomri Elah says, okay, get up. Kumi v'nelcha, let's go. V'inone. And then he realizes she's dead. Vayikachea ala chamor. So he takes her body, puts it on the chamor. Vayokom ha'ish vayelach limekomo. He goes back home. Vayavoyel beito. Vayikachet ha'ma'achelet vayachazet bepilaksho. He takes a butcher knife, holds on to his pilegesh. Vayinetchel atzamei, cuts her up, the entire body, l'shnei masar netachim, into 12 pieces. He sends a piece of the corpse to every shevet, of which there are 12, besides Binyamin, two Shiftei Yosef and Levi. Vaya kol haroa, everyone who saw this was shocked into utter disbelief. Va'amar lo nihaita, v'lo nirata kazot. Lemiyom alot b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim ad hayom hazeh. This is the most outrageous, insane mishegas that we've ever heard. If we don't react to this, we might as well just give up. Simu lachem alea utzu v'daberu. Everybody said to the other, look, I mean, work this out, or simu literally means to set up an army. We said before, vayasimu ala, here is a lotion of actually putting out the troops. But basically, we have to react to this with force, and there's no way that this can be allowed to pass by in silence. You'll notice the repetitive vayachazek. Right? It's such a painful story. It starts off with this great party. Vayachazek alav, and he's saying, no, please, you gotta stay, we gotta enjoy each other's company, and he keeps him, and everything is great. And then it turns into vayachazek to throw a piece of meat to the crazy hordes outside the door. And then it's vayachazek, he has to force himself to cut her body up, so that the urida, the assumptions that you make about the nature of human interaction, but started out, vayedaber liba, he's gonna talk to her, he's gonna make her feel good, he's gonna apologize, be careful how you talk to people, and the father-in-law wants him to feel so much at home, and the expectations, well, we're gonna go to a goyish city, we'll go to Giva with his Bnei Yisrael, and then to discover you're in Sidon, you're not amongst Bnei Yisrael, the shock of it, and the shock of everyone who saw this, was just unbelievable, incomprehensible. And so the reaction, we shall see, comes tomorrow.
So the reaction is not to the fact that he cut the piece, but they didn't bring up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still, that's a pretty radical way of doing things, cutting the body in pieces and sending them out. I mean,
it's a pretty radical way of reacting to something that, if you're going to send a little message, they'll say, well, it's Ein Lanu Inyan Siburi. This is the way to do it. I mean, he, basically, the Levi, we say Vayachazek, the Levi felt that he needed to bring about a reaction. There was no, the truth is, as the Ramban points out in Chumash, the truth is that there was no chiyuv of Misa for what they did. They didn't mean to kill her, and she wasn't married, so they didn't sleep with an Eshatish. And therefore, you couldn't, what were you going to do? You're going to make a civil suit. What he was trying to do was speak about the horrific sense of the breakdown that Bnei Yisrael should end up acting like Sodom. I mean, it's just impossible. He needed to do something that would galvanize the response of the entire nation. And he needed to present it in this fashion so that each one of the Shvatim would recognize they've got a 12th of a corpse, meaning that he was making a national statement. You think it was easy to send a piece of a corpse to all over Klal Yisrael? I mean, it meant this exactly. I mean, it was FedEx. It means that this guy dedicated his life to a response to this story. And we'll see that he addresses the crowds afterwards. So he is not a simple person. He's a person that sensed that this needed, demanded a lady to respond to.
Do we have a name for this guy?
No. But what about Kavod HaMeis? I mean, because of the national emergency, he sort of had the heter to do something to HaMeis?
We're going
to
talk about this tomorrow. The entire reaction here is against the halacha in every way. It starts off without halacha, continues on without halacha, and ends up exactly. The kol ha'isha yashar b'einav yaseh, as I said, ended up every man for himself, even in terms of personal morality, even in terms of Klal Yisrael as a whole. When they reacted as a whole, it was still that sense of each man for himself. It's just that we happen to all hold the same thing. And that itself became a disaster in the response to Pelagish B'Giva, as we'll see tomorrow.